great big Arizona good morning from my house, Rosie's house. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. We do everything we can, every single Saturday morning to come together here on the radio program and try as hard as we can to become your best friend. We want you to consider Rosie on the House as the number one stopping point anytime you're even thinking about touching anything in and about and around, over or under your house, home, castle, or cabin. We are 100% free to every Arizona homeowner. We have been doing this for 28 years. We've become a Saturday morning tradition. And regardless what you're trying to tackle around your house, we can probably help you. But we can only do that if you'll give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We're on, I always forget, Ronnie, is it 6 radio stations, 10 signals? Is that what it is? Okay. So we're pretty much covering the state. And we try and bring you information about your house, home, castle, or cabin that'll keep you from making mistakes. There are a lot of people out there advertising products that don't do what they claim they do. So we're here to protect you from spending or wasting money like that. And we always encourage you, when you do dial in, and we do happen to save you some money, take a portion of that money and find a local charity that you support and send them a check, okay? And look, here is an excellent opportunity to do just that. The Association of Pool and Spa Professionals have a campaign that's called Buy a Heart, It's a Start, Swimming Lessons Save Lives. For $50, you can teach a child to swim. It's in 8 lessons. Many families can't afford the cost, and sadly, that puts too many children needlessly at risk. So the Association of Pool and Spa Professionals run the campaign, Buy a Heart, It's a Start, Swimming Lessons Save Lives. You can look them up at APSP. That stands for Arizona, the Association of Pool and Spa Professionals, APSPCentralArizona.org. And you'll find the campaign right there. Buy a heart, it's a start, swimming lessons save lives. And if we've been giving you some money or saving you some money in and about around your house, we encourage you, take a small portion of that money and support a local charity. You might just want to support this Buy a Heart, It's a Start campaign. All righty. So there you go. We're not only on 6 radio stations over 10 signals covering the state of Arizona with information that informs, educates, and protects and entertains the Arizona homeowner. We're also in 4 newspapers across the state. Arizona Republic today in the home section is a topic we're going to be covering at the 10 o'clock hour, how to stay safe when you're tackling that do-it-yourself project. That really hit home hard for me here a couple weeks ago. You'll find out more about that at 10 o'clock. In the Casa Grande Dispatch, or is it Casa Grande? Is it Casa Grande or Casa Grande?
I'm going to make up a whole new word for it. I mean, like
Big House.
Yeah.
The Big House. We'll just call it the Big House from now on.
I'm going to start my own.
Is that Big House, eh? Or Big House, who? At Casa Grande Dispatch tomorrow, we'll be talking about jobs that you could get done for Dad in continuing celebration of Father's Day. Green Valley News, and on this coming Friday, we've got jobs for kids that they can just do for their family around the house. And then tomorrow in the Arizona Daily Star, we take questions from Pima County residents and answer what it is that is on your mind. So the Arizona Daily Star newspaper is all about answering local questions from local homeowners in and about the Tucson Metroplex. So then on top of that, we've got the website, which we've had for a long time. We've been on air for 28 years. Every question we've ever been asked on air is posted in our frequently asked questions section along with the answers. And Romy's been spending the last 9 months completely busting this website and creating a new one.
It'll be fun.
When's your launch date? Are we 30 days out?
Man, nah, probably not quite that far.
Not quite that. Oh, really? Closer than 30 days. Oh, okay. So there'll be a whole new website that'll even be more powerful and more better, more informative, and easier to use than the one you've got now. At that website, rosieonthehouse.com, we have a contractor referral directory that's absolutely free to you, the homeowners. You don't have to pay anything to join. And you know this, it's the tightest screen referral directory in the entire state. It's the only referral directory that has teeth when you have a complaint. You know, most of those other referral directories, when you have a complaint about somebody on the directory, they have a disclaimer that says, we've researched our members as thoroughly as we possibly can. And if should you have a problem with them, please bring it up with them. Well, not at rosieonthehouse.com. You have a problem with one of our members, it comes across my desk. We have a complaint resolution officer, Mr. Stan Zumbrunnen, and my daughter, Julia Drake. So we're all over every single complaint. So don't hesitate. Just know this. We're doing all of these things, the newspaper articles, the weekly radio show, the website, for one thing, to protect you, to inform you, to educate you about what to do and what not to do in and about your house, home, castle, or cabin. All right. And next weekend is our special July 4th. Celebration edition of Rosie on the House.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We did it last year, talking grilling and recipes and outdoor living, and we've got a we actually created from that was following the 2014 National Hardware Show, and we found a lot of resources for American made products. So it was a great American made, and we actually have been continually building on that page. And not only from the research we've done, but Karen just this morning wrote in and said, I was listening this morning out on my patio and heard you say something about nails and trying to find nails that were made in America. I said, maize nails from Peru, Illinois. Been around since the 1800s. So looked up their website, got it added to that list, and it's really easy to find if you go to our homepage right now. On the right-hand side, you'll see quick links. Where to find American-made products is right there. It's under the tool and equipment category in our FAQs.
Very good. We've got two Diamondback tickets to give away for, I think it's Monday's game. Yes, it is. Monday at 6:40 p.m., the Los Angeles Dodgers at Arizona Diamondbacks. They're great seats. They're right behind the dugout. We'll be giving those away in the 10 o'clock hour by asking you some question of something you've learned this particular session of today's broadcast.
I'm not a big fan of baseball.
You're not?
Not really.
I thought spring training kind of got you hooked a couple years ago.
I do enjoy the spring training.
Okay.
And I look forward to taking the kids when they're a little bit older.
Okay.
But it's just a long time to sit.
Okay. All right.
Those seats make you a fan of baseball.
They put you right. They put you right in the action, don't they?
They do. You get it. You get hooked on it there.
All right. Well, listen, we have some special guests here in studio. You longtime listeners will recognize my oldest daughter, Rachel Dahl. Rachel, you can go ahead and fire up your mic.
Good morning, Arizona.
Rachel left us. How many years ago, Wayne, did you yank her out of my life?
It was 10 years ago, sir.
Major Wayne Dahl. And He went from the banking world to a military career. And since you have left Phoenix, you've been at Fort Benning, you've been at Fort Bragg, you've been at Fort Richmond.
Fort Lewis in Washington.
And what was Fort Lee in Richmond.
Fort Lee in Richmond.
Monterey.
That was a tough assignment, Monterey.
Yeah, Monterey was a tough
assignment. Somebody had to do it, so, you know, I stepped up and took the call to go to Monterey, California.
Just spent the last year and a half in Garmisch,
yes,
Germany. One of the most interesting, entertaining conversations we've had since y'all have been back is your experience in Garmisch during the G7 summit. That really was kind of comical, but I'm glad I wasn't there then.
Yes, sir. Yeah. It was nothing to do because we were pretty much locked down on base, and it was interesting to see how pretty much the entire region shut down so that the G7 could meet.
So I've got Major Wayne Dahl, my son-in-law, with Rachel, my oldest daughter, here in studio. They're here staying at my house. We're having a blast. But unfortunately, in a week, they leave for Fort Gordon in Augusta, Georgia. And that's okay. I'm okay with that one. I'm okay with that assignment. You're there till November, and then you leave for Tbilisi, Georgia. You know that's on the Russian border. You know that, right?
It is, yes. I looked at a map recently and found out it was, in fact, on the Russian border. You're correct.
Yeah, and y'all will be there how long?
About 2.5 years.
Major Wayne Dahl, my son-in-law in the Foreign Affairs Office Corps. Is it the Foreign Affairs Office Corps?
You could call it a corps, yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. All right, with the U.S. Army. And Miss Rachel, who always had her favorite bathroom segments, we busted up our listeners more than once with Rachel's research on bathrooms.
Now and we have seen some toilets.
I was going to say. Now you have been around the world now, and you've seen more than a few facilities. Yes. Tell us about the and we have my two grandsons here in studio, Gabriel and Alexander. Y'all had a recent experience with one of the facilities, I remember.
We did. We did. Gabriel needed to use a facility. Late at night, we were walking around downtown, and we found one underground that we had to pay for the privilege of using in Baku, Azerbaijan. It was underground, and what kind was it, Gabe?
An Asian toilet.
Yeah, and what is an Asian toilet?
A hole in the ground.
So...
Does it have a flush handle?
No.
No, it doesn't.
It's pretty much a hose that you spray everything down the hole in the ground. So the best part of the story is that Gabe had never used them before, so I had the privilege of accompanying him into the bathroom and holding on to him so he didn't fall over into the hole while he was going to the bathroom.
Now, something Rosie didn't cover in his Germany trip that Wayne later told me, last week when we were all at Mom and Dad's, there's... Just about everywhere in Germany, you can just stop and let it go.
That's correct. On the side of the road, hiking trails. A little trail that goes off is not actually something that somebody's blazed to see nature. It's to basically answer the call of nature. So
Gabe, is it better to go to the bathroom in Germany or
in Azerbaijan?
Azerbaijan. Do you like the Asian toilet or do you just like the natural go-behind-the-tree toilet better?
The
last
chuckle behind a tree toilet.
All right.
Bathroom That's report. Bathroom report from around the world with Rachel Dahl, my oldest daughter, once a member of the program and Rosie on the House team, now raising her family, crossing the globe in the effort of keeping America free, as well as our allies with her husband, Major Wayne Dahl. When we get back, we'll visit with him for a couple more minutes, and we've got Ron calling from Surprise, as well as Bill calling from Phoenix. We'll get to your calls right after this.